Okay, is a major schus to have the Bill Zinger and Rav Chaim Eisenstein on a panel together, two unbelievably impactful Rebbeim in different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Bill Zinger is the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Mekor Chaim. He changed what it means to have kavanah and davening, and to really fill your neshama when you are davening, and to really connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mechaber Svarim on those topics, and Rav Eisenstein's a Rebbe in Mishkafayim, a Rebbe on the Kol here, a Rebbe in Grus Kolo. So it's very chashuv to have Rav Eisenstein and Rav Zinger with us today. Today's topic is going to be Tefillah, and we're going to have a Q&A asking different questions on different aspects of Tefillah, and hopefully we will all benefit from the wonderful words of Rav Zinger and Rav Eisenstein. The first question is going to be, what is the importance and prominence of the sitter in contrast to having our own personal tefillos? Based on that, how does that help us understand the structure of tefillah as a whole?
There's nothing more litvish than Kedusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi al Rambam, Rav Chaim of Bris. And Rav Chaim essentially begins his sefer asking a stira in the Rambam. That in one place the Rambam writes that any tefillah that doesn't have kavanah is not a tefillah. Yet at the same time, the Rambam also writes that if a person has kavanah of the words, interestingly the words of Avos, the first bracha, if you have kavanah on the first bracha, the chatzil you should have about tefillah, but you'd be yotzei movie just on the first bracha. So it's a contradiction. From the second Rambam, it sounds like if a person doesn't have kavanah, let's say in Gulum Shlaim Yercha, he'd be yotzei. Yet the first Rambam we mentioned sounds that you need to have kavanah throughout Shmoneh Esrei. So Rav Chaim beautifully says that there are two parts of kavanah. This might relate to what the Rav was referring to as well. You might have other components also. and that is that there's kavana of pirush hamilim, a person understanding what the words of Shemona Esrei are, and then there's kavana of what we would call in English the existential awareness that we're standing with Nei Hashem, that one is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch. So there is a component of following what the Rav referred to as the kevav tefillah. And when it comes to the kevav tefillah, there are certain words that we're supposed to say, and there are certain words that we're supposed to understand. And then there's another component, and that is outside of the words, but is the existential awareness that we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the dialectic that the Rav described before is not only two parts to tefillah, but is internal to tefillah itself, simultaneously. That when a person is experiencing the tefillah of keva, a person is also experiencing that subjective sense of being oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the answer to the contradiction? So Rav Chaim says there are two parts of kavanah. One is kavanah of the halakhic component of the pirush hamilim, and the other is the awareness that we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't have the awareness that they're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't a tefillah. That's not called a tefillah. Without that, that's not called tefillah. By the way, if that's so, so if a person loses concentration, that they're not aware that they're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what would the halacha be? Really, they weren't the kind of full mitzvah of tefillah. My Rebbe, Reb Braunschweigel Zatzal, used to say that sometimes you have to give a person a Shalom Aleichem after Shemona Esrei. So as he starts off, he's dominating in late in the year, and he starts thinking about his flight, what time he's going to take his flight in blood. Then what time it's going to arrive in New York. By the time he's finished Shemona Esrei, he travels back and forth from Israel to New York. You have to give him a Shalom Aleichem. So really, the person...
What's the Mazel Tov? Also, there's the Mazel Tov because he's
He married them all.
So there are these two components, and really one is not Yotzei if one loses kavana of that awareness of being of Nei Hashem. By the way, why don't we repeat Shemona Esrei? Does anybody know why we don't repeat Shemona Esrei if we lose that awareness? Because we're afraid. It's not a joke. This is halacha. We're afraid that we're not going to have kavana again. So the halacha recognizes the challenge. Hours that we have to discuss about the challenge and how to go about it. So there are these two components. There's a component of the personal sense of being only with Hashem, and yet the keva that's supposed to focus on us in a particular direction.
Life is so distracting, and it's very hard to be focused, especially to feel like you are standing in front of Hashem. What are some strategies to have proper kavana in tefillah?
נראית לכם היא המילה החשובה שקשורה לא יש הרבה זה שנאמר גם מה המילה לא יכול להגיד רק מילה אחת איזה מילה היא המרכז של התפילה לפי דעתכם
What would be the most important word of to be mechavin for when it comes to tefillah?
That's a question. יפה מאוד. אז אומר, איך קוראים לך? אז המילה החשובה היא מילה אתה אנחנו אומרים בתפילה מישהו יכול לספור עכשיו אם מישהו משתעמם אז הוא יכול לספור כמה פעמים המילה אתה מופיעה בתפילה למה זו המילה החשובה המילה אתה מילה שבה יש בעצם את מה שנקרא הכרת הנוכח. הכרת הנוכח זה דבר
מאוד מאוד חשוב שזה, וזה תמון דה לפני מי אתה עומד. אם אני יכול להגיד לרב חיים, אתה, סימן שאני מרגיש שהוא נמצא פה, ובעצם זה גם מחייב אותי להיות. אם אני לא אומר לו אתה, אז עדיין אנחנו בחוקים. זה קודם.
The word atah indicates that there is a presence of two, in case of people, entities, individuals, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two entities.
לכן זה נראה לי, לפני שמתחילים להתפלל, ויודעים שחסידים הראשונים היו שוהים שעה אחת מתפללים, אנחנו יכולים לעשות היום הרבה יותר מהר הכל, אז אנחנו יכולים להספיק את זה בחמש דקות, לא צריך שעה. אפשר לעשות את זה על מהירות גבוהה. אז מה הם היו עושים כשהם היו שוהים? חסידים הראשונים היו שוהים שעה אחת ומתפללים, מה הם היו עושים?
חסידים הראשון, they waited for an hour before they downloaded, they prepared for an hour. What did they do during that hour?
המילה היא שוהים. מה זה שוהים באנגלית? זה אומר שאתה נמצא ועובר מהיותך human doing ל-human being.
The Rav is saying that Lashot means not to wait, but it means to go through the process from being a human doing to a human being.
לכן הדבר הכי חשוב בתפילה זה להוציא את זה מעולם העשייה. אנחנו רגילים לעשות כל מיני דברים כל הזמן. אנחנו לומדים, אנחנו רוצים. יש כאלו שאחרי הפאנל קודם הם גם יכולים להסתכל בסופרבול, לא שמעתי סופרבול, לא שמעתי בדיוק אם זה מותר או אסור, אבל אפילו לצפות בסופרבול זה עדיין סוג של עשייה. יש לנו יכולת קודם כל לשים לב שאנחנו חווים, אנחנו קיימים בעצם קיומנו, ואז מתחיל להתעורר המקום שלנו, הנוכחות שלנו והנוכחות של השם, מתחיל להתעורר.
So what's awakened is the part of us that's a being, in contrast to the one that was doing, that was watching the Super Bowl before.
לכן התפילה היא קודם כל שינוי של מצב התודעה שלנו. מי היותנו עושים? הרבה פעמים אנחנו מבינים שגם התפילה צריך לעשות תפילה. אנחנו מתחילים במקום אחד וגומרים במקום אחד. אבל זה חלק שני. קודם כל, אנחנו צריכים להיות בתפילה. להיות בתפילה זה אומר שאני נוכח, שאני נמצא באשר אני נמצא, ואז מתחיל להיות שיחה אמיתית ביני לבין השם.
In order to be able to begin the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to truly be present. So this process is the process of Chassidim Rishon HaShoen, who is creating the phenomenon of being present.
וגם הרמב"ם פוסק את זה להלכה, שלפני התפילה אדם צריך לשבת מעט ולפנות את מחשבותיו. זאת אומרת, לפנות את מחשבותיו, הכוונה שהוא לא יחשוב מה הוא צריך לעשות, אלא שפשוט הוא יהיה נוכח. וזה נראה לי שגם אם מישהו מאחר לתפילה, לפני שהוא נכנס למרוץ להשלים את החסר, הוא צריך לשבת קודם כל דקה ולשאול את עצמו, איך הגעתי לפה? מה אני עושה פה? מה אני רוצה?
So this is the meaning of the Rambam that says that a person is supposed to be mefaneh machshavos, he's supposed to clear his mind. That's that same idea of the Chassidim HaRishonim, And if the Rav now is being mechadesh, that the same applies not only to someone who comes early or on time for davening, but even if you come late, to take the moment also to clear your mind, how did I get here? Why am I, what am I here for?
שאלה שנייה, חשוב מאוד, יש אפשרות לאפליקציה של תפילה, ששם אתה פותח את הסידור, והם אומרים לך קודם כל שאתה לא רובוט. עכשיו אני לא רובוט. צריך לחתום שאתה לא רובוט. ואז שואלים אותך, כן, מה אני יכול לעזור לך? אתה שומע את זה בקול של השם, איזה קול שאתה מבין, שואלים אותך, כן, מה אני יכול לעזור לך? דמיינו לעצמכם שאתם בתפילה במצב כזה, שלפני שאתם מתחילים, מישהו פונה אליכם שואל, כן, מה אני יכול לעזור לך?
So the Rav said, when it opens up, either literally or figuratively, the application, the app for tefillah, so the first thing that one should remind oneself is that one's not a robot. That's the first thing. I'm not a robot. That's the first thing before that's done before tefillah. And after that, a person should visualize as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what can I do to help you?
תפילה היא לא רק לדבר, תפילה היא גם להקשיב. הראיה שאנחנו מכוונים את התפילה אל בין הקרובים, לקודש הקודשים. זה המקום שאנחנו מכוונים את תפילתנו, לא רק לירושלים, אלא לדמיינים לנגד עינינו שאנחנו נמצאים בקודש הקודשים עם בין הקרובים. מה קרה בין הקרובים? זה המקום שהשם מדבר איתו. כשהיה בית המקדש, השם דיבר מבין הקרובים. זה אומר שכשאני מתחיל להתפלל, לפני שאני מתחיל לבקש, אני צריך לשאול את עצמי, כן, מה הוא רוצה ממני? מה הוא רוצה ממני?
So now the Rav is being mechadesh something fascinating, that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks that question, the first step is to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us. And his proof to that is that when we daven towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Dvar Hashem, as we'll have in this week's parasha, the Dvar Hashem comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be speaking to us. הרב אומר, אפילו לפני שאנחנו מתחילים לדבר אליו. First, we're supposed to listen and listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hear the tzlilim, hear the chords of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first step.
What are the benefits and what is the importance of tefillah b'tzibur?
There's a stira in Gemara. There's a Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph with a quote from Rabbi Yochanan that says, "Levai shiyisfal adam kol hayom kula." And yet there's another Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph that says that Ezra got messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person is supposed to daven three times a day. So the Rit already addresses this in the way that Tei Yoshua understands the Rit, that there are really two parts to tefillah. There is a tefillah that's a tefillah of chiyuv, and then there is a tefillah that's called a tefillah of rishus. And that's the answer to the question. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that a person who rishus, halavai, in our lives of rishus, should have a constant conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I could make a pitch for you to come to Eretz Yisrael, I noticed that my children, my wife, after we came to Israel, communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out, moment in and moment out. Maya said she didn't do this when she was in America, that she asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the challah should come out good, after being the kind of the technical mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. But here in Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many who live constantly speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have pride and jealousy of my daughter, and my daughter is constantly quoting Psukim from Tehillim. It was just part of her childhood, growing up here in Eretz Yisrael. They have this constant conversation. They're constantly conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only my girls, my boys as well. Even my boys as well. And so there's this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should be constant, that should be throughout the day. But at the same time, for reasons maybe the Rav will elaborate, there's also a chiyuv for us to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day. Not to have that conversation of reshus, but with all the halachos that come along with tefillah.
Tzibur, זה אומר שאנחנו לא לבד מול השם. תנסו לדמיין איך השם רואה אותנו. תחשבו שלרגע להיכנס לתוך הפרספקטיבה ארץ אשר עיני השם לוקחה בארץ ישראל, אז בעצם אפשר להרגיש איך השם רואה אותנו. כשהשם מסתכל עלינו, הוא מסתכל מהכלל אל הפרט. הוא רואה את עם ישראל, אחרי זה הוא רואה את הקהילה, אחרי זה הוא רואה את הבית כנסת. פה יש פה בית כנסת כזה יפה, הגיע מאמריקה, יש לנו את זה פה. אז הוא מסתכל על הציבור. אנחנו כבני אדם מרגישים את עצמנו נפרדים, אבל באמת זה רק טעות אופטית. כמו שהגוף שלנו הוא הופך להיות אחד בגלל שיש לנו תודעה של אני, אז אנחנו מרגישים את עצמנו אחד. אם מישהו חולה, אז הוא חש ברגלו. בעצם פתאום הרגל שלו נפרדת. אנחנו אומרים חש ברגלו, זה אומר שהרגל היא נפרדת מהגוף. הוא לא, כשאדם בריא הוא לא מרגיש את הגוף. כל הגוף הוא יחידה אחת. אז בעצם האמת ש... אנחנו במעגלים שונים, אנחנו יחידה אחת. זה נקרא סופר אורגניזם. יש קוראים למשל לקן של נמלים, זה לא פרטי, אלא זה אורגניזם אחד גדול. עם ישראל זה אורגניזם אחד גדול. המניין שאנחנו מתפללים בו, קבוצה אחת, כל אחד מאיתנו הוא חלק אחר בתוך הקבוצה. כדורגל, כדורסל, לכל אחד יש תפקיד, וכולנו ביחד הופכים להיות הקבוצה הזאת. לכן התפילה בציבור היא באמת המציאות האמיתית שלנו, שאנחנו עומדים מול השם.
The Rav pointed out that we are really part of a super organism, and in regards to the halakhic component of tefillah, he began speaking about tefillah b'tzibur, and that we are part of one large whole. And that is something that's absolutely necessary for us to tap into when it comes to tefillah, that we're part of one unit. We're all one unit. And therefore, the halakhic component of tefillah is going to have that component of one unit. I guess I'm on an Eretz Yisrael barrage, Chibas Eretz Yisrael. I once had a fascinating experience about what the Rav just described about being part of a large organism. There was once a Gadol de Torah whose grandson was raised in a modern Orthodox community, and I happened to have been at the Bar Mitzvah, a well-known Gadol de Torah, and the Bar Mitzvah boy's family member got up and spoke about how what is special individually is, what special talents he has, and despite the fact that he comes from a very aristocratic Torah family, he has his own unique personality. Now the next speaker was this famous Rosh Yeshiva. He spoke in Yiddish. Most of the people didn't understand what he was saying. And then the Rosh Yeshiva got up and he spoke about the Kal Yisrael is all part of one group, and we're all connected to one, we're all interconnected. And I want to emphasize that it's not a coincidence that you hear from someone in Lashon Kodesh this part, this component of the tzibur, of us being all connected. Many of us grew up in communities where the emphasis is individualism. And one of the reasons we have difficulty, it could be, connecting to tefillah b'tzibur is we grew up in cultures that emphasize individualism as opposed to the koach of the tzibur.
What should one do if he feels like Hashem isn't answering him? Even if he is answering him, it's so hard to recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening and answering. How do we continue to have faith that he's listening while it being so hard?
Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us, but a person has a sense when he's speaking to another person whether he's been heard. In other words, the Rav gave an example, a teacher, that when he comes home, there are times that he feels that the students heard what he said and times that he doesn't. At the end of the day, the quality of the tefillah, the quality of what the teacher is going to do, is going to depend on whether on the other side there's a sense that there is someone that's listening, or Kaviyachla HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. So I think what the Rav is saying is, first of all, we need to work on our awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly listening to us. I want to say something that might be a little bit startling to you about this question. I'm cut from a different cloth. My mother was born in July of 1939, and in many ways I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, but I was still in the shtetl. And one of my children asked my mother once to daven for them. And my mother said, my mother comes from Amshin of Gur and Kutz. And my mother said a Kutzker line back to one of my children. She said, my mother said she does exactly what she remembers her mother did. Exactly what she remembers her mother did. And she said she never learned how to daven for somebody else. She didn't see by her parents. She didn't see that. She said, but I did grow up with the following. She said, sometimes I feel that you are looking to have Hashem in your pocket. Said, I don't feel that I have a Kaddish Baruch Hu in my pocket, but I feel that I am in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pockets. Sometimes I get the sense that what the Talmidim are looking for when it comes to tefillah is how do we put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our pockets? If only we could be able to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our pockets. Now, there's a standard point that the Rav referred to, and that is that when we daven, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, even though he heard us. And a person could feel, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard him. But then, and we need to learn that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, and that is L'tov Aseinu, he says no. And we could have the experiences the Rav described that we spoke to him, and in a loving way he said no. But I think there's something even deeper that our younger generation is struggling with. And I'm going to read to you a couple of excerpts from the Soloveitchik Zatzal that maybe brings this out. And that is not just that tefillah is, I hope you've heard this before, that tefillah is not about finding 10 shekel and pressing a button and getting what you want. I hope you've heard this already. But that's not what tefillah is. But there's more than what tefillah is not. Tefillah isn't necessarily about us feeling that we could pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, but tefillah is about us coming closer to Kudsha Brichu. Tefillah is about us coming closer to Kudsha Brichu and being able to have that relationship with Kudsha Brichu. Now, I'd like to read to you something that Rav Soloveitchik had describes in Vikashka Misham. God reveals himself to his creation, but also eludes it. He is close to us, and the splendor of his majesty breaks forth from every blossoming lily and every ray of light, from the beating heart and the rhythmic movements of breathing and the tumult of the masses. But despite his closeness to us, he is boundlessly far from us. In other words, there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feel close to us, and at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be quite distant. And more than that, the Rav, in another place in Vigashta Misham, describes the revelation of God isn't always a reply to man's questions and doubts, visions and longings. The sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a response always to human yearning. God arrives suddenly when he thinks of revealing himself. Man does not and cannot know when or why. God surprises man who is not expecting salvation. In other words, tefillah is about us searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't necessarily in our pocket that we're going to be able to pull him out. Our desire is, as my mother may she well was describing from the shtetl, is that we should put ourselves, that we should be zocha to feel that we're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pocket.
Huh? a very important aspect of tefillah is having yishuv hadas. As the Rav mentioned before, it's very important to, before you daven, to have proper hachonos. What should one do if he has things in his life in which is very much mafuria him from having yishuv hadas and having proper kavanah? How does he properly take things out of his mind if things are distracting him?
יש עניין שלם שנקרא מחשבות זרות בתפילה. מחשבות זרות בתפילה זה כל מיני מחשבות שמפריעות לנו להתפלל. אחד העצות, אם אדם לא מצליח לסלק, לפנות את מחשבתו, כמו שהרמב"ם אומר לפני התפילה, אז יש אפשרות, ככה, יש הצעה להתפלל על הדבר הזה עצמו. זאת אומרת שהמחשבות זרות בעצם באות אלינו כדי שנתפלל עליהם. אז אם באמת מפריע לך העובדה שאתה לא יודע אם יש לך כרטיס טיסה בחזרה או אין לך כרטיס טיסה בחזרה, או מה יהיה לארוחת צהריים היום, יודעים מה יהיה לארוחת צהריים היום? זה קבוע? כל יום אותו אוכל?
You have lunch every day?
The same lunch, you know. So if you don't want, you don't know what you have to lunch, you can אתה יכול להתפלל שיהיה היום ארוחת צהריים טעימה. אז במקום להרגיש שהמחשבות הן מפריעות לנו, אפשר להבין שזה חלק מהתפילה, הן באות אלינו שנתפלל אליהן. אז זה אפשרות אמת משוגעת.
The Rav suggested that if there are foreign thoughts that come into a person's mind during davening, then incorporate that into a tefillah. It's not treif, the Rav was saying, and one could use those thoughts for davening. I want to go back to something that might be even more basic, and that is that we sometimes rush into davening. We often rush into davening. My Rebbe Rav Schechter walked in. I remember I once had this close to daven with him in the airport. We once stopped by Ruben Brand's wedding. We got stuck. There was a blackout, and I was just struck when davening in the airport how slowly and how methodically Rebbe davened as if he was davening in yeshiva, and that meant slowly davening through karbanos, slowly davening through Psukei Dezimra. And often I ask myself whether a lot of these thoughts are because we didn't take the necessary time. What's the shorish of the word of karbon? Karbon is the idea of kiruv. There's a reason why we have karbanos at the beginning of davening. Karbanos, we need to spend some time learning about it and thinking about it, but karbanos are there to prime ourselves. And then Psukei Dezimra is there to prime ourselves to be able to daven properly. If we're going to rush through, even if we're going to be so sincere about davening Shmona Esrei B'Kavanah, but if we're not going to take the appropriate time to go through the different parts, which are not just halachic categories, they are these beautiful ruchni-sticky categories as well. When we go through slowly, then it's much less likely that those kavanos are going to creep in. And unfortunately, and myself included, that sometimes we just rush through them and we don't have that process of what is supposed to take place during the tefillah of brachos, of karbanos and psukei dezimra, to the point that we're going to have a little bit of focus during Shemang Esrei.
Okay, thank you so much for your time and for your time.